Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. Get ready for an unforgettable evening of volleyball and community spirit at A Night Under the Lights. It's going to be happening August 26th under the glow of Zizzer Stadium. The atmosphere is going to be electric as the 2025 Jamboree brings together Glendale, Branson, and the West Plains Lady Zizzers. This volleyball Jamboree is going to be spectacular. 5:30 p.m. will be a meet and greet on the field to kick off the evening with a chance to meet both the MSU West Plains Lady Grizzly volleyball players and the West Plains Lady Zizzer volleyball stars. It's open to everyone. 6:30, the Jamboree begins, and there's some extras that's going to make the night even more special. Food trucks will be on hand to satisfy cravings and fuel the excitement. Free admission for students ensures everyone can be part of the fun. The 2025 Prospect League Championship Series belong to one man, former West Plains Zizzer Tank Sims. In a performance for the ages, Sims went 4-for-4 at the plate, driving in 3 runs with 3 singles and a double to help lift the Cape Catfish to a thrilling title-clinching win. His biggest moment came in the 6th inning when a 2-run single broke the tie and proved to be the game winner as the Catfish held on to secure the championship win. Sims, a rising sophomore at Southeast Missouri State, was simply unstoppable during the postseason. Over the course of the playoffs, he hit an eye-popping 571. That left no doubt as to who deserved the Prospect League Championship Series MVP. Congratulations, Tank Sims. This young slugger might be new to Cape Girardeau, but he's already carving out his own place in the city baseball lore. Congratulations. The St. Louis Cardinals were in action last night with the Rockies. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Mike Claiborne, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals were hanging on to a 1-0 lead until the Colorado Rockies rallied for 2 in the 7th against Miles Michaelis. And the Cardinals waited until the bottom of the 8th. They had squandered opportunity after opportunity, but not Brendan Donovan as a pinch hitter. He doubled in 2 to give the Cardinals a 3-2 win.
Maybe one of the biggest pinch hits in a while for Brendan Donovan, because we normally don't see him in that position. And he was facing a pretty good pitcher in Mejia. He was able to turn on a pitch and pull it down the right field line. Good speed on the bases also helped out a great deal, and man, this was a huge win for the Cardinals.
And that took Miles Michaelis off the hook. He had pitched a great game, allowing 2 runs.
Miles Michaelis was flirting with a no-hitter for most of the game. One hit, then comes another hit, and then followed by the error, and things started to unravel, but he deserved a better fate.
And the Cardinals' Leahy got the win. The Cardinals go for 2 in a row over the Rockies, 3 in a row overall. We're on the air tonight at 5:50.
You can hear all the Cardinal games on KUKU 100.3. Licking High School two-person 18-hole golf scramble is going to be held at the Houston Municipal Golf Course Saturday, August 16th. There's 2 tee times, 8 a.m. or 1 p.m. The cost is $100 per team. Lunch will be provided between flights. Sign your team up at the Houston Municipal Golf Course. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.